Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Yankee Nation podcast presented by Wegman Enterprises and NYC Sports Nation. I'm Austin Verhill, and along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovanelli, today we have another Austin's movie review. We have some negotiations to talk about and some actual, some more baseball news. So without further ado, how about it?
You're listening to a New York Sports Nation production.
Enhancing your New York sports experience.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance.
So let's start with Big Boys movie review. Now, this week it was Moneyball. I did not see it. Now, here's the thing. It was Nick's movie's choice, and of course, because Nick doesn't like to keep things easy, he picks a movie that is not on literally any streaming service.
I mean, Tim and I watched it, so it wasn't that hard.
I paid for it. I supported the movie production company and bought the movie.
You did?
Blu-ray, VCR, DVR. I bought them all formats just to support everybody.
VHS?
Yep.
All of them. Okay. Nice. Well, I don't believe you, but yeah, I couldn't see. I wanted to, this is a movie I wanted to see. You guys are going to review that, but let's start with what everyone wants, and that's to hear me talk. So I'm going to start with, instead of watching that, I watched the main event of WrestleMania 19 this morning. It was The Rock versus Austin. It was the 21st anniversary of them fighting. I don't know if it was the 21st anniversary of 19 or one of their Mania fights, because they had three Mania fights. So I watched the WrestleMania 19 fight, and I gotta tell you, wrestling back then was so much fun, because now, like wrestling right now, every match they have crazy moves and crazy spots. Like The Rock and Stone Cold, they didn't even need to do that. Their spots weren't crazy, but
hey, Nick,
it was so damn entertaining.
Yes.
Did you like Moneyball?
I loved Moneyball. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, so
right, I'm gonna let you finish.
This was Stone Cold's last match ever. Was WrestleMania 19. And there's a really cool part. The coolest part of wrestling for me is like the respect amongst wrestlers. So this was Stone Cold's final match, and traditionally in your final match, you lose to put over another star, like give them credibility. So the Stone Cold lost to The Rock, and you could see at the end of the match, after The Rock pins him after three rock bottoms, he pushes over the ref. The Rock was the bad guy in this match, so he pushes over the ref, and then he's just whispering to Stone Cold, and he's literally in that moment thanking him. It's the coolest thing in wrestling. It was the same when Ric Flair, his final match, he lost to Shawn Michaels. So, well, it was supposed to be his final match. He then wrestled like four matches in TNA, and it was all garbage. But he his final match in WWE, he wrestled Shawn Michaels, and Shawn Michaels was literally crying while hugging him after he kicked him in the face and beat him. So, yeah, I'm a big, if you guys have the network, I believe they actually do have the network for free right now because of this whole thing. Watch the WrestleMania 19 main event. So, that was what I also watched the my favorite match ever, which was Michaels Undertaker at 25, WrestleMania 25. That's my favorite match ever. So, I rewatched those, because those were free for me, because I didn't make it complicated like Nick.
You it pretty much was a movie review because wrestling is scripted, fake, has a predetermined plot. So yeah, that pretty much was a movie.
Facts.
Was that a shot?
Yes.
Okay. So just
No, I don't want to get in this age-old debate. I get people like wrestling, and I can understand why people like it. I just had to roast because no one asked for Austin's movie review. They're dying for Tim and Nick's movie review right now.
Tim is on thin ice right now. Tim.
Hey, I blame Josh Lyles. He told me that we have to hate each other, and I didn't think we hated each other. But I guess now we have to.
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. Wrestling is wonderful. I don't care. People go like, it's just acting. That's what my mom always tells me, is like, they're just actors. Like, I'll say, this guy's a really good wrestler, so she goes, oh, he's a good actor. But, like, even if that it were that simple, we watch actors, right? Like, we get entertained by actors, correct?
Yeah.
So I don't understand the point of I don't understand the hate against wrestling. I don't get it. I really don't.
I think if it was always fake or scripted, I don't like using the word fake, it would be more well received, but because it kind of had that air of mystery, like, oh, this is real, and then you find out it's not, that's how people make fun of it. But if it was always like from the beginning, you knew, like kids our age knew it was supposed to be scripted, it would be a little different.
Well, coming up now, I think it is. Back in the day, when that's called kayfabe in the wrestling world, is it being like that? It's hard to explain, but that's kayfabe. Is saying kayfabe is alive is saying that we're not breaking the fourth wall and we're not at all acting as if it's not predetermined. So back, that was like 70s, 80s, kayfabe was as alive as ever, and it was real to people. Now, when I grew up, like, I knew from day one that it wasn't real. So I was still entertained by it. I really don't understand the hate against it. So how was Moneyball?
I'll frame the conversation with Nick here with this question, Nick. Do you really think that people who don't like baseball could have liked that movie?
Yes. And here's why. My mom, who loves baseball, like, well, she likes it. She's not like she's not going to watch every Yankee game, you know. But she watched Moneyball mainly because Brad Pitt was in it. But she ended up loving the business side of baseball after watching Moneyball.
Yeah. I thought that sometimes I'm like, oh, I get it that people, but I feel like if you didn't know anything about baseball, I'm not trying to be rude here, but like I feel like you couldn't have even really enjoyed the movie as much. I don't know.
Wait, I guess okay,
I want to too much.
I want to say, obviously I didn't watch the movie, but I think why you think that is because you know about baseball. So you have you haven't seen it from the perspective as of someone who doesn't.
Yeah.
So there's things that like go over other people's head, but they don't even think about it. Like, they're not thinking, oh, I didn't get that. They just didn't even register that there was a point there that baseball fans might have liked.
Yeah. There were a lot of close-up shots of Brad Pitt.
I mean,
God bless. So
when you have Brad Pitt in a movie about baseball that you want to sell to everybody, you kind of have to.
Who else is in that movie?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill's Peter Brand.
That's me. Philip Seymour.
Art Howe. Philip Seymour Hoffman was the A's coach.
I don't know who that is. Chris Pratt.
You don't know Philip Seymour Hoffman?
No, I've never heard of that person. Why does he have so many names? What was he in that I should have seen?
It's not so much that he was in. He was in like a lot of things. What else? He was in The Hunger Games, apparently.
Never seen it.
Neither.
Or read it.
Charlie Wilson's War, if you had American history in high school.
Never even heard of that one.
Twister.
What is that?
It's a movie about a tornado.
Yeah, no, I've never seen any of those.
Yeah, he was just in a lot of movies. Not all of them were that great.
All right, we got to refocus this, because if we get into a whirlwind of movies Austin hasn't seen.
All right, but here's... you go
Austin,
ahead.
You didn't see the movie.
Yeah, I didn't, because you guys made it a hard movie to watch.
I gave you the link that goes straight to it.
I'm not a fan.
On DVD.
All right, anyway, so finish your review.
Okay, my takeaways here, I guess I can get to the uniforms last, but I thought the song that the daughter sung twice was a little bit corny to be applied to Billy Bean's life, because obviously that song had a double meaning.
Were they trying to make it like Let It Go?
The daughter singing. No, not really, but like, I don't think that song really even applied to Billy Bean in that situation. But it seemed like they were trying to make it fit. You know, like he's stuck in the middle and he's trying to figure himself out. I think it was a little bit forced there. He could have picked a better song.
It was a bit forced.
Who was the main character? Was it Peter Brand or was it Billy Bean?
I'd say it was Billy Bean, but Peter Brand was a close second just because he was that important to Billy Bean's life.
For a second, in the middle part, it seems like Brand was going to be, but they just didn't give him enough airtime.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, Billy Bean, and like, here's a sidekick, Peter Brand.
Yeah. I wonder, I guess I don't know enough logistics about it, because like, did it really go from one season to the next, or in the book, was it more of a process? Because this movie made it seem like no advanced analytics at all, dive right in and it works immediately. I feel like that transition would have taken a longer time.
I feel like it probably did, because when they brought in Peter Brand in the movie, they said that the scouts had been working for 6.5 weeks after the season finished. Yeah. So that put them, what, in December, if they finished in September? Mm-hmm. So, no, not even. That'd be in, like, November. But... yeah, they obviously had to skip over some of the off-season just to make it... it was a two-hour movie already.
Yeah.
So if they put in, like, all the off-season process, it'd probably be... they probably would have needed a second movie just to show the season.
Speaking of the scouts, though, like, the scouts were spot on.
Yeah.
Like, that is how I feel like every scout... from the one scout that I've met and actually sat at a baseball game and talked to in Batavia last year, I talked to Don Zimmer's son for 2 hours... he hates advanced analytics. All he cares about is bat speed, bunting, and how if they run out to the field or not.
Oh, bunting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he's so angry. He brought up the thing, like, oh, there's a bunch of kids. This is literally what he said. Not word for word, but he said, there's a bunch of kids who never don't know anything about baseball in the organizations that went to Harvard and Yale. And that's literally what this movie is about. A guy who likes baseball but went to Harvard and Yale.
Studied economics.
Yeah. So, like, that was so true, and it was pretty cool to have that experience to talk to a scout, too. That, like, I felt like I knew those guys or at least I had met those guys in the front office, because, like, that was so spot on. All they care about is, oh, he's got a good body, he's got a good girlfriend. Like, literally non-baseball things.
Yeah, that was kind of, when they said that about his girlfriend, I was like, oh, that's kind of not really pertaining to baseball, but that's interesting, I guess.
And they're like, she's a 6 at best. I'm like, I'll take a 6. Jeez.
Never settled, Tim.
Have you ever seen... what?
I said never settled, Tim.
Have you seen that game, the 20th win?
Like, have I watched the actual game?
Yeah.
I watched highlights. I didn't watch, like, the full game.
Had you heard of it? Did you know what happened before that movie?
I honestly did not know anything about the 2002 Oakland A's except that they had a 20-game win streak before I watched this movie.
Because remember how they tried to do that baseball at home thing? The Oakland day at home? I watched that game while playing RuneScape 2 nights ago on Thursday night. Or 3 nights ago. I don't even know what day it is. It's all lost in the
lost in the sauce. Right
yeah. But like I had watched that game, and it was such a nuts game to see. And then to like watch it in a movie portrayal a couple days later was so cool. But also, did you remember that story about Cashman and Brandon Bean? They went out to dinner before the 2018 wildcard game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that explains, this movie explains like why. Because he just doesn't want to watch the games.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of just like, I wonder if in 2002 he actually started to watch the games and like became more into with the players' lives than he was before.
Uh-huh.
Because if he still does that, then the movie obviously sold it just to like, you know, oh, it's, you see, he's becoming a bigger person now. He's actually talking with the players. He's forming relationships. But I actually want to know if Billy Bean did that.
Yeah, I think he doesn't watch the games, not because he doesn't want to build relationships, because I think he thinks that he's a bad omen and like he just can't stand watching the games.
I mean,
because it's so stressful.
Yeah, I mean, in the movie, he drove back to the field. They gave up 11 runs. Yeah, because they were up
11-0.
And they just blew it.
Yeah.
It's kind of insane when you really think about blowing an 11-run lead.
Yeah. Do you have any other points?
Mostly just that this movie got me into... This movie got me more into baseball than I actually was, and I already loved baseball.
Uh-huh.
This was it. I came to terms that I wasn't going to be a professional baseball player because, you know, it's very difficult. But yeah. This movie, like...
Wait, in 2011?
Oh, no, like, not then. But sorry. When I started playing high school baseball, I kind of knew that... this is probably where it's going to end when I finish high school. But watching this got me more into what I could do with baseball, even though I wouldn't be a player. And that's one of the main reasons why I love this movie and why I want to become a GM. So this movie's like, if you haven't seen Moneyball, I think you really should. And... yeah, that's all. That's honestly all I really got.
So while you guys were chatting away about a movie that's overrated,
I'm not done yet.
Okay, no, you're finished. Can't call Moneyball overrated. Tim, I'm not please done yet. Continue.
I think we should talk. We should do that in another episode. Like why? Like more of an in-depth conversation on why we love baseball. I've heard another podcast do it, and it's like really cool to hear different stories. So I have a couple of good stories. So we should do that in another episode. But I have two big points. I thought that the attention to detail. No, but if they are too long for you, you can I'll give you a call when they're done.
Hurry up! Losing viewers.
Oh my gosh, we lost.
No
viewers.
One's watching.
Talking about WWE.
Go ahead, these finish.
These are two very important points. The uniforms, like, and the attention to detail in the whole movie was like so impressive.
They were sick.
Because like. Like there was they didn't have to have the umpires wearing the correct hats in 1984, but they were wearing the right NL umpire hats. The fact that they were wearing the correct batting practice and spring training hats, like in the pregame conversations when they were in like locker rooms or on the bench before during batting practice, I wouldn't have even noticed if they were wearing normal A's hats, but the fact that they were wearing their 2002 batting practice hats. It's like so impressive that they thought to do that. And then finally, this might be an accident, but do you know what a nameplate is on uniforms?
Yeah.
Most teams they're gone now. And in every shot of Billy Bean when he was a player, he had a nameplate. And I'm like, oh, they messed up there. That's just lazy. But I looked back and the stars on teams didn't have nameplates because their jerseys were like more, like they had better jerseys, so their letters were actually stitched onto their jerseys. But players that weren't like in the system for sure, or
like they haven't made it yet.
Yeah, they haven't made it yet. They had less expensive jerseys, or like they had nameplates because their jerseys had to be switched out more often. So I was looking through, and like Keith Hernandez on the 1984 Mets didn't have a nameplate. I couldn't find a picture of Billy Bean. But a bunch of the players who played like 30 or 20 or 40 games that I could find pictures of all had nameplates. So that might have been an accident, but the fact that they put a nameplate on him is really impressive.
Are you finished?
And then one more. There's a whiteboard that I'm going to write a article about. And everything in the movie is put there on purpose, apparently. I heard this, other people talking about movies. Like, even the little details you don't even, like, think of, they were put there on purpose. Every set is created. So, like, those things had to be put there for a reason. And I want to know for what reason there was a whiteboard in the off season that had these names on them: Brett Boone, Jeff Fry, Julio Franco or Matt Franco, Ray Sanchez, Jose Vizcaino, Matty Cordova, Troy O'Leary, Kenny Lofton, Al Martin, Lyle Moten or James Moten, and Barry Bonds. Someone in production wrote all those names on a whiteboard for a reason, and I need to know why. So I'm going to do a little research, send out a few questions, but I have no clue what any of those players could have in common. The thing is, though, Barry Bonds did sign a new contract in 2002, I think. There isn't as good public contract details, but he was being paid $9 million in 2001 and 2000, and then in 2002 and 2003, he was paid $10.5 million. So that could be an increased salary, like over a set contract, or it could be a new contract. So he could have been a free agent in 2002, and they may have said, we might be able to get Barry Bonds because of how old he is. So I'm going to look at, like, what contracts these players were on in 2001 and also their on-base percentages. But a lot of these players on this list, 2002 was their last year, which is really weird.
Maybe
too.
It was, like, retired players or soon to be retired.
Yeah,
players
but a lot,
that no one wanted because they were old.
Yeah. Some of these players weren't old, though.
Yeah.
And some of these players were only in their third year.
It's just a strange list.
Very strange list. What would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
8.9.
The movie.
Or higher.
Wow. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Understandable.
It was very good. It was a very good movie.
Like, I hold most movies not to a high standard, but I don't dish out 8.9s just because I like a movie. Like, this movie, I love. It's one of the few movies I will watch over and over just because I think it's really good. And, yeah, it's a great movie.
So I was thinking about the movie for the next episode. And The Irishman on Netflix has De Niro, Pacino, and Pesci. And and it's directed by Scorsese. But then I looked at the time, and it's a 3.5-hour movie. And I'm not about that.
Do you have any baseball movie suggestions we should watch?
None that are on anything.
Yeah, Netflix has it has like Major League 2.
And Disney Plus has The Sandlot 2.
Let's see what Hulu has. Here we go.
This is Benchwarmers 2?
Undrafted.
Oh,
basketball.
I've seen it. It's not good.
I didn't know there was a second one. I love the first one.
It doesn't have any of the same characters in it.
Oh.
There's no good movies on Hulu. And if they are good, they have this, like, HBO add-on that you have to have. So.
That's so buns.
Well, I mean, they gotta make money.
I mean, they do, regardless. I don't know. I'm looking at Disney Plus. See what movies to watch there. I'm thinking we go back to a Disney movie. Not The Lion King. I'll never watch The Lion King. I could not finish
what?
It. I couldn't finish it. I hated
it. The live action
no,
Lion King?
No, the cartoon one.
Oh my god.
I never finished
all right.
It.
There's some movies that you say you don't watch, and I'm like, all right, you know what? It's not that bad. The OG Lion King, though?
I watched it. I hated it. I never finished it, but like I got like halfway through it, and I was like, this is just awful. I'm like, 8 years old, and I'm like, how could anyone watch this? Did you both leave?
We both left when you said that.
Yeah, I...
Convenient timing.
Could not stand it.
That's... Why?
It was horrible. It was so boring and annoying. And that...
Did you not watch these movies in your childhood?
That this was my childhood where I watched it and I hated it. And
oh,
like,
my God,
and, like,
dude.
The dude died, and I'm like, I don't really care.
What?
Well, I'm like,
I am done. I am... You can continue talking about The Lion King. I am done with this discussion.
I'm like...
I can't talk anymore about it.
I'm like, yeah, like, I felt no connection to this dude. I don't really feel bad about it. I don't know. It's just a bad movie.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Deep breath.
You guys liked it?
Yes.
That's a staple in my child. You didn't care? You did not shed a tear when Mufasa died?
No.
That's...
I don't understand why people like it so much. I really don't.
Next.
I'm thinking we watch either Moana.
Okay, I'll do that.
Or Avatar.
Yeah. I haven't seen Avatar.
So. I've never seen it either. And apparently...
I've seen Moana. And we've all seen Frozen, so we've all seen Moana, so...
No, you guys didn't watch Frozen.
I saw Frozen 1.
I'm talking about the first one.
Watch the second one.
If Moana 2 comes out, I'll watch that, and then I'll have seen Frozen 2.
Let's watch Moana. It's a quicker movie.
Okay.
So, it's not even 2 hours, so... Let's watch Moana, and I love The Rock.
I just want to do a quick prediction for the next episode. Tim, you have seen Moana, right?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think Austin is going to give it for its rating?
I really don't know. I don't... Have I said if I liked it or not yet?
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, here's a good thing. Over, under a 9.
Oh,
for Austin's
under.
Rating.
Ooh, I don't know. It might be over. I can see him going over. See, I think it's a good movie.
So do I.
My only problem with it is that it's literally frozen in warm weather.
Why? I mean, because they're singing? Is every musical the same
see.
To you?
You'll
yeah.
see. If you,
there,
you'll see.
There's a character like Olaf. There's a character like...
Don't Roy. I want to see if Austin thinks...
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
There's a lot of similarities.
Do you give it over or under a 9? For Austin.
I think it's going to be over.
So over. Do I.
What did he give? What's it called?
He gave it a 9.5.
What, Frozen 2?
No, Wreck-It Ralph is a 9.5.
Oh.
Oh. You gave 9.4 to Frozen 2.
No, I gave 9.4 to Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Wow, I'm forgetting everything. Did you gave it in the 8s then?
I think it was a 7.
You gave it like a 7.5 or something.
Right,
yeah,
something I'm like giving...
Right,
I'm
over under
gonna...
7.5.
Oh, I'm hammering that.
So over?
Over 7.5. I even think so. Over a 7. Over all a right. 9.
Over. All right. If it's, I give it over 7. Over 7.5. Under 9.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see. Come back on Thursday, and we'll have our. We'll see if. It rings true. But I'm actually excited to watch this movie.
It's a great movie.
I've heard the song. Oh, God. What's the
Is
name
it the
of
You're
it?
Welcome one?
Yes. And it's I was cool. like, okay, absolute banger. So I'm excited about it. I know a bunch of little girls at the preschool I work at have the Moana backpack. So... They obviously got their seal of approval. So, I'm excited. I'm excited to watch this movie. the MLB and the players, they agreed on a whole bunch of situations of when they'll come back. I'm pulling up the list here. Why do you guys text so much? Hold on. I have to find the list. Nick texted. Okay, I found it. All right. So, the season will not begin until there are no bans on mass gatherings that limit the ability to play in front of fans, until there are no travel restrictions, and medical experts determine the games will not pose a risk to the health of teams and or fans.
Which they will be, there will be a risk for quite a long time, in my opinion.
But what about the asterisks?
What do you mean?
What?
The asterisk under the first bullet says that unless the players agree they want to play in front of no fans. So literally number one is thrown out the window, almost, pretty much.
Yeah,
because there is an asterisk that allows them to play in front of no fans if they want. But right now, they don't want to play in front of no fans, which I don't really get.
A lot of people are just like saying they'll be playing in June, which I think is total optimism and based off of nothing.
Yeah,
but, I agree.
The only reason is because I think June 1st is a good round date, you know? Like, it just marks kind of the beginning, unofficial beginning of summer and everything.
Yeah.
And I think by June 1st, we'll be out of the house.
That would be nice.
Hopefully.
Well, we'll definitely be... I don't know if we're going to be able to gather, but I think we'll all be at work again.
Oh,
by June?
Speaking about that, I just saw something.
I need the beans.
Andrew Cuomo just talked about... He tweeted, New York State on pause is extended to April 15th. That means non-essential workforce is directed to continue to work from home until at least April 15th. We will reevaluate every 2 weeks. He tweeted that at 12:15.
Okay. He's doing a pretty good job.
He's doing bits.
So, April 15th, I am actually going insane. Like,
wait, what?
Yep, me too.
Go ahead.
I'm used to getting punched and kicked by little children and just it's wasting days away at school. And right now, I'm running out of things to do. I'm not even running out. I've ran out.
RuneScape, baby.
Bro, no.
Wait, here's a thing for us to do. Let's go increment by increment and what your ideal schedule is, because I think it kind of changes when we get later in the year. Like June 1st, what do you expect if we play June 1st out of the schedule? Do you expect 162?
Absolutely not.
No. No way.
The players want to play doubleheaders, which is crazy. I did not think they would want to.
Yeah, they said up to two a week. They said they'll do two a week.
I mean, I think they just want to play baseball at this point.
And their salaries are prorated, so however many games they play, that's how many they get paid for.
That's why they want to do doubleheaders.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about July? What if we start on July 1st?
Oh, my God. There'll be hardly a season.
Yeah.
No interleague?
That's just so weird.
Yeah.
They'll be like, maybe. Honestly, the only good thing coming out of this is we're not going to get an all-star game.
Wait, Nick, you agree?
I hate the all-star game.
I don't hate the all-star game, but no all-star break means more games are being played.
It's not even that I hate the All-Star game. I could just, like, do without it.
I think the All-Star game is my favorite day of the baseball season.
I love the All-Star game, but without it, in this weird time that we are sadly living in, that's... How many days is the All-Star break? Like, it's like a weekend and, like,
four.
Two extra days?
Yeah.
That's, like...
It's in the middle of the week.
That's a whole other series that could be played.
Yeah, I'm not an all-star break guy. I like the Home Run Derby a lot.
That is nuts.
I love the Home Run
but
Derby.
But the All-Star game, like, okay. I like the fact that, like, players are getting recognized. I like that aspect of it. But, I mean, they're... It's like this weird thing because they're not trying their hardest, and they shouldn't be trying their hardest. It's an exhibition. But it's also not as fun as an expedition should be. You know?
Have you ever watched all nine innings? Like, I think those games are... They play pretty hard.
I've watched all nine innings of every All-Star game I've been alive for.
Oh my gosh. That's a slippery slope ad hominem right there. It's not what we're doing.
Well, every, like, since, like, 2009 or 2008.
And you don't like it? I think they do play pretty hard in those games.
Yeah, no. They don't not try.
They definitely aren't dogging it.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I think there
it's better than the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
The Pro Bowl's awful.
I like the All-Star. My favorite part of the All-Star game is the lineups.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just not a fan of it.
All right.
I shouldn't say not a fan of it because, like, I watch it. I'm entertained during it, but yeah, okay. I can do without it.
I would definitely. I wouldn't care if they don't have one this year. I understand it, but if they got rid of the All-Star game all together, that'd be very bad.
Be upset if they just got rid of it.
Yeah.
Also, this like All-Pro MLB thing is killing.
Just about to bring that up. Yep.
Killing it.
That should replace All-Star games as, like,
achievements.
Hall of Fame credentials. Yeah. Yes.
100%. I 100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
People like this idea. August 1st, have a round robin tournament. Every team plays every team once, or like every team a 3-game series.
That's not bad.
You like that idea? I don't like.
It's not bad.
Changing.
I did not say I liked it.
Oh, well, I'll take the games, but I would not be a fan of, like, playing a completely different type of season.
Well, it's going to have to happen because they're not playing 162.
But if you played a normal schedule with divisions and everything, I wouldn't want them to play a round-robin tournament and have, like, there's an actual chance that bad teams get into the playoffs, especially because... This is kind of a topic for later. They might implement the 14-team playoff now.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
I would enjoy it for the fact that there's baseball on, but I don't like making this season like a carnival.
At this point,
you know, we're gonna play.
I just want to watch a baseball game.
Yeah. This coronavirus is going to really make all these changes that we've been hearing speed up. Like, 14-team playoff coming earlier than usual. I could see seven, like a shortened season. People are going to like that, and then there's going to be increased arguments for, like, a 140-game season or something like that. This is all going to, like, speed up different things, especially with all of them being put into play this season.
Can we get a DH?
Yeah, can we just get a freaking DH?
When Tim said no interleague play, the first thing that came to my mind was I would not be watching a Yankee game that doesn't have a DH.
Yeah.
Which would be kind
of I wouldn't mind getting rid of interleague play.
Well, then we're not playing the Mets.
True.
And I love playing the Mets.
I love winning against the Mets.
Well, that's why we play them.
If there's no season at all, every player is going to get paid the same salary, which is about, like, $85,000.
Wow.
Jesus.
Which is hilarious to think Mike Ford getting paid the same amount as who?
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, yeah.
Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole just signed a huge deal. And this is... So they're only getting paid... Like, he only would only get paid, like, 80... Whatever he said, 85,000, right? So
yeah.
He gets paid 85,000 this year. And that's service time off of his contract. He's not getting that 36, well, or 35 and change million dollars back.
Which stinks because his contract is obviously front loaded, right?
No, it's even the whole time.
Yeah.
It's even the whole time. Oh, God.
It's 36 the entire 9 years.
This goes back to when I said I was 83% sure I wanted Gerrit Cole on the team.
83%. What a joke.
Hey, I stand by it.
I'm 100% sure I would give him that contract again.
I'm 100% sure that
if you were the Dodgers, his
contract is going to be worth it.
What'd you say? What'd you say, Tim?
I was talking. I talked over Nick.
Oh. Well, someone say something.
Okay. If you were the Dodgers, would you make the Mookie Betts trade again?
No. I told you I could not grade that. I said this when they did it until a year later.
It's just, it sucks that they make this trade and now all this is going on.
Yeah.
So you can't even grade the trade because you're not going to see Mookie Betts if there's no season. And
they don't keep him, do they? I don't think they end up keeping him.
I think he leaves and he's not going to sign there in free agency. He's going to go back to the Red Sox.
No.
I can see him going back to Bowtown.
He didn't stay there because they wouldn't pay him. Why would he go back? Why would they all of a sudden pay him?
They don't have David Price's contract anymore.
I'll tell you why. Because every team's going to be under the luxury tax if there's no season this year. Every team resets if there's no season this year.
Yeah, but they'll
Cubbies are going to be rich.
Will Chris Bryant actually stay?
Yes, this is crazy. Which really sucks that there's silver linings of all of this. Every team under the competitive balance tax. Everyone's reset. That is crazy.
For this year, but I mean.
No, but it's a penalty for the next season. So you don't have this penalty. So you can go out and spend.
If there's no season, Mookie Betts will be on the Red Sox in 2021. I'd put money on that.
Chris Bryant will be.
Chris Bryant will be on the Red Sox? No, thank you.
We'll be on the Cubs, sorry. Oh, my God. If any of my Cubbies go to the Red Sox, that would suck. My biggest takeaway is short season ball. So, like, my Batavia Muck Dogs, all those single-A short season, they run from June to early August, pretty much canceled because there's no... They're not doing any, like, international signing, really. They're not doing as big of a draft. So there's not going to be enough players to support the bottom levels of these minor league teams, which may really, again, fast forward the movement to get rid of a lot of minor league baseball teams.
Which is going to suck.
Yeah. So this coronavirus is really speeding up all of those like hypotheticals, you know, getting rid of minor league teams.
If they're getting rid of, if they're getting rid of those minor league teams, are they going to pay the minor leaguers that they have?
That's the problem right now. Minor leaguers aren't part of the, they're not part of the MLBPA. So if you had service time and you were arbitration eligible or more, you're protected under the MLBPA agreement. I don't even know what's happening. That Passan article, which was very great that we read, doesn't really, it's like minor leaguers kind of screwed.
Why would you
sad.
Well, because if they're, why are they cutting those teams if not for money, right?
Yeah, well, no, they're not cutting them for money. They're cutting them because the facilities aren't good enough and they don't want to be sending players to bad facilities.
Well, then fix the facilities.
Exactly. The baseball teams have enough money to do it. Remember the Mets made that new thing and they won't let, they have enough money to make empty locker rooms. They're not letting their minor leaguers use it in the season. Even though it's there. The facility's there.
Yeah. You have to earn that.
Oh, God.
You have to earn being treated like a human.
There is more than enough money for them to make Batavia Muck Dogs a class... Like a 75% of a major league. Literally, if they made it half of the facility that major leaguers are, it would be good enough. And they have enough money to do that.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole minor league thing, it's... Do they even know what's going to happen for them this season?
No, that's what I was saying. The MLBPA doesn't cover them. They're not part... They don't have a union.
Oh, my God.
Let's start the MILBPA.
Us? Yeah.
There's got to be an ML... There's no union for them at all?
No union. Nope. That's why Larry Dobnak is slinging Uber, and there's a account I follow where they're literally being like you know how you can adopt a polar bear, and like yeah. it's there's an adopt a minor league baseball player program where you're a sponsor for them.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but that should they're one step away from yeah.
It also shouldn't exist.
Oh my god! I don't get it.
It kind of just leaves you speechless.
Yeah, this really just sucks overall.
Yeah, I don't know what there's a lot of questions that have to be answered. Still.
Yeah, the Passant article was like extremely long and answered a ton of questions, but it still left you with more questions than answers.
Fenway
the biggest
Park
thing
is
to come
trending.
Out of that, huh?
Why is Fenway Park is trending on Twitter? I'm gonna find out why.
It's canceled.
Oh my god. There was a tweet, and it's pissing people off. He wrote, the Red Sox should take this time. Is this guy from Boston? Yeah, he's from Massachusetts, so I'm assuming he's a Red Sox fan. So he wrote, the Red Sox should take this time to forfeit their season, tear down Fenway Park. He wrote, the nostalgia wears off after 30 seconds of being in the stadium, and then he realized it's just an old dump. That's
very bad take.
That's a hot take. Let me tell you something. I have been to Fenway Park, and I was not enjoying myself.
Oh, I almost cried. I literally almost cried when I was there.
Granted, I was there a very long time ago, to where, like, I don't think I fully appreciated it as much as I would now. But, like, the seats are horrible. Oh, my God. Like, it's literal. It hurts to sit in those. They're so small.
Wait, were you in box seats or on the bleacher things?
I don't know. I don't remember. I wasn't sitting on bleachers.
Well, the bleachers are wooden too.
So, I was and there was a pole. Like, those poles are so bad.
Yeah, that does stink.
So. Yeah, I don't. I saw, this was back when the Red Sox were bad. So, like 2012, I think it was. So, and then they get good again in 2013.
Oh, yeah.
It's just what they seem to do. But they're bad. They were bad in 2012, and they were playing the White Sox, who were decent in 2012. So, I got to see Alejandro Deaza when he was like really good. For like. A year. Dude was like, he hit triples like all the time. Like exclusively triples for Alejandro Diaz. Yeah, other than that, the Red Sox they lost, so like that's what I was looking for.
You're like, oh cool, I'm at Fenway Park, but oh yeah, Red Sox lost too, so
I was sitting next to a Blue Jays fan. So, there's a Yankees fan and a Blue Jays fan, and they're at a Red Sox game where they're playing the White Sox. So, that was fun, I guess. I don't remember anything else about that game. I remember going home, and then it started to rain, and then it started to lightning, and then I had a seizure.
Oh.
In the hotel. So, that was my trip to Boston. Great time. Great trip. Yeah, but when do you guys think Fenway's going to get torn down?
When it starts collapsing.
Yeah, when there's like actual stuff falling down.
When it starts to become dangerous is what you
Yeah, I think it's definitely beyond the point of like you can't get rid of it. Like, you can get rid of an old stadium when it's, like, I don't know, like 75 years old. But once you reach the 100-year mark.
Yeah, it's too.
You're at the point of no return here.
Yeah. You kind of like, it's like kind of like an arc. You know, you can build, tear it down. Now you got no shot and you're just going downhill. And the farther away you get, you can't tear it down until it starts collapsing. Isn't that why they got rid of Yankee Stadium?
I don't know. I'm so glad that they got rid of the old Yankee Stadium. Because, again, parks that were built that long ago.
Yeah,
those
tough.
Those poles. It's the poles are an issue.
Poles are tough. I sat at Wrigley Field right next to the pole, so it didn't cover any of the field for me, luckily. But the person next to me was sitting behind a pole. But as we were going in our seats, we were counting down. 1, 2, 3, we're at 4, like seat 12. 4, 5, 6. Oh, pole's getting closer. 7, 8, 9. Oh, shoot. 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes, no pole. It was so scary.
I want to go to Wrigley. I really have to get to Wrigley.
I want to get to every park.
Well, this sometime soon. This year I was gonna knock off Philly. I was gonna go to Citizen Bank. I was gonna redo Boston because I didn't fully enjoy it. So I was gonna redo Boston. And then I had tickets to Baltimore. For opening day with the Yankees, which I'm still really sad about. And then I wanted to take a trip up to Toronto. So I was going to knock off like all the AL East teams except Tampa. Because that's all the way down there. I can't drive there.
Might as well knock down Tampa.
True. If anyone needs to take this time to tear down their building... It's Tampa.
Just go to Montreal already, boys.
What makes people think it's going to work in Montreal?
Oh, it's not. It's just...
It didn't work the first time. Why would it ever work the second time?
That still has legs, I think.
Yeah, like, aren't they like, still talking about it?
The split season, yeah. Like, usually that kind of stuff is like a flash in the pan. Like, my theory of showing you the news from a month ago, not anymore because of Corona, but if I showed you the news in... February from January, you wouldn't recognize any of it. News moves.
You're cutting out really hard.
I just lost. I came back.
Hello?
I have to cut out all the time.
All right, there you are. You're back.
All right.
Welcome back.
How was your trip?
Good. Did you guys not get anything I said?
No.
What did you hear?
I don't know. I really wasn't listening to you.
You kind of cut out after...
Jesus!
You were talking about if you showed me the news in February from January, I wouldn't recognize it.
Yeah, but the fact that the Montreal Expos Tampa Bay split season thing is like survived this long kind of makes me think it's legit.
I haven't seen news about that since like the first report.
There's little articles like here and there.
Yeah.
Like, Passan hasn't said anything about it, or Rosenthal. But, like, the Tampa mayor at one point said something about it, like a month or two ago.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was referencing, I guess.
Let's see if I can find out what he said, because I haven't heard anything about it. It'd be kind of interesting. Did you guys see that they played MLB The Show? A bunch of players did, and they streamed it.
Yeah,
that was pretty fun.
SJU alum Amir Garrett won the whole thing. Haha, you move.
Raised option Brendan McKay to the minors. I have his. Do I have his signature? No, I have his jersey card. I think I have his jersey card. Yeah, there's... Okay, I'm not seeing anything about anything.
Here we go. February 10th.
Oh, is that Tampa, long ago? Okay.
Yeah. Tampa Mayor Rick Kreisman called a foul and said St. Petersburg, yeah, St. Petersburg Rays, would accept nothing less than a full-time team.
Okay, bye. Does he really have any leverage?
I mean, the team's in their city.
Yeah, but like, yeah, what's like the, is there like a contract situation with that?
The thing is that they have a stadium issue. If they don't build a new stadium, then they're going to leave. And yeah. Tampa Bay is not going to build a stadium if, yeah. Because, I mean, it's taxpayer money most of the time. That's why we don't have a roof in New York.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have a roof anyway.
And because they were building Citi Field at the same time. If they weren't building Citi Field near the same time, we probably would have a roof.
I'm cool without it.
Yeah.
It's just a better feeling with no roof.
I'm pro roof. Because you could keep it open most of the year. Unlike Arizona and Texas, where it's literally too darn hot to keep the roof open. You could keep the roof open most of the year.
You know
what? When it's raining.
You know what's breaking my heart? When the Rangers, they moved parks this year. And yeah. There's no center field grass.
Oh.
Like, that's really? All that I wanted them to keep.
No, like in the outfield, that's the better side, Nick.
Alright, we're going to have to end it now because, Tim, it keeps breaking up and I'm not dealing with that for this whole time.
What?
Well, it's been an hour. How long you want the show to go?
Days.
Wait, Tim, how long would your game be?
What game? Oh, no, we don't need to. That was only if we needed it. We're good.
Yeah, we're fine. So thank you guys for listening. We hope to see you next episode where we'll be reviewing Moana, and it'll be much better than this review.
Oh my god, today's review is so solid.
No, it wasn't. Because I'll be talking, so you guys will get a wonderful review.
Your reviews go like this. This movie was not as good as
Frozen 2 and Wreck-It Ralph.
As Wreck-It Ralph, I give it a 9.1. That's what your review is.
Say that to my face.
I've never met you.
Yeah, you're going to want to keep it that way.
What?
Clown.
Are we still going to New York to the Yankee Mets game?
Well, if it happens.
I mean, if it happens.
Okay, good.
I miss going to baseball games.
Bro, I would have already gone to a baseball game. We would be watching the Yankees versus the Rays right now.
Yeah.
Garrett Cole would have pitched in pinstripes.
No, he wouldn't have. Not yet.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He would have pitched for the Yankees.
Yeah. And I have a calendar on my wall here. I go to the calendar day every year. So now I'm not going to have a calendar. Because
You could just...
Yeah, so I'm going to get... No, because I bought a ticket to calendar day this year. It was April 4th. So I bought a calendar.
Oh, they don't do it. Okay, I see.
They do giveaways. So I bought tickets to the game. I do it every year because I really like these calendars. And also, it's early in the season. And I want to go to games a bunch. So I don't know. Because they said that they're going to reschedule these games. They're going to put it at the end of the year. So what? I'm going to get a 2020 calendar in, like, November?
Yeah, I thought it was, like, for the next year. So, like, you got this year's calendar last year. But no, it doesn't make sense anymore.
No, it starts in, like, March or April of 2020. And then it goes until March of 2021.
I see.
And you could tell, the lower months they go, the more players they're running out of. And they start doing, like, split between two players. Like, currently, the picture on it for March of 2020 is DJ LeMahieu in his spring training uniform and Troy Tulowitzki.
Oh my gosh.
Remember him? Yankees legend?
Yankees legend, Troy Tulowitzki. All right. So thank you guys for listening. We hope to see you next episode. And go Yankees.
Go Bills.
Gerrit Cole is a New York Yankee.
Elevator going up. In the gleaming corridor of the 51st floor. The money can be made if you really want some more. Executive decision, a clinical precision. Jumping from the windows filled with indecision. I get good advice from the iPhone.